Morning Watch, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week 4. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by being a faithful and prudent slave. Monday, related verses. Matthew 24, verses 45 through 47. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave, whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you that he will set him over all his possessions. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Here, furthermore, it is sought in stewards that one be found faithful. Ephesians 2 verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Colossians 1 verse 28, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. Colossians 3 verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. 1 Timothy 3 verse 15, but if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Related reading, Matthew 24, verse 45 through 51 are concerned with faithfulness and prudence. Faithfulness is toward the Lord, whereas prudence is toward the believers. Watchfulness is for rapture into the Lord's presence, but faithfulness is for reigning in the kingdom. The household spoken of in verse 45 refers to the believers, who are the church. To give them food is to minister the word of God with Christ as a life supply to the believers in the church. We all must learn how to minister the life supply to the household of the Lord at the appointed time. To be blessed in Matthew 24 verses 46 through 47 is to be rewarded with ruling authority in the manifestation of the kingdom. The faithful slave of the Lord will be set over all his possessions as a reward in the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens. At the proper time, we have to minister food, the life supply, to the Lord's people. Do not say that others have a gift of teaching to teach you the word of God and minister spiritual food to you, but that you do not have such a gift. There is not such a thought here. All of the Lord's servants receive the gift for their commission. Some may say that in all of Christianity, they only saw the practice of good preachers speaking to a crowd. They never saw a meeting with so many standing up to speak. One after another stands up like popcorn popping, which is altogether what we expect to have. This is the Bible's teaching. We all have to learn to function. This is the reason that even in a ministry meeting, I always like to leave half an hour for you to pop up. Do not just be stuck to your chair. You have to jump up to say something. For you to speak is to minister food to the Lord's household at the proper time. Whoever serves food knows the proper time. If you are serving food every day, you have to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The proper time in the morning is breakfast. Also, good wives prepare the best sandwiches for their husbands to bring to the office for lunch at the proper time and are accustomed to preparing a big dinner for their family. In like manner, whenever we meet together, this is one of the proper times, the appointed times for you to minister the proper food to the Lord's folks. Suppose, however, that I was sloppy, not reading the word. If I did not labor adequately in the word and came to speak to you, I would just be ministering to you a cup of coffee and some donuts. To cook a nourishing, good breakfast requires your diligence. Faithful equals diligent, and slothful equals lazy. We must be diligent in seeking the word so that we could prepare to serve good food when we come to the meeting. The eating time is the proper time, and the meeting time is the proper time. We have the proper time on the Lord's Day morning, on the Lord's Day evening, Tuesday evening, and Friday evening. The meeting times are the proper times when we all have to minister some portion of the life supply to our folks, to our fellow believers. To the sinners, the proper food that we minister is the gospel of Christ. The nurses in the hospitals know that they must serve the patients with different meals. Different food is ministered to different patients to meet their specific needs. It is the same with us. The entire earth is a hospital full of sickness and full of all kinds of sick people. The church, in a good sense, is also a hospital full of sick people. Therefore, we have to minister different words to them at the proper time.